Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we're going to do something a little more fun than just talk. We're going to take some quizzes. Mm-hmm. So, I can't minimize Zoom, so okay. So before we started, Sarah and I took a look at some quizzes, and what we're going to do is take a couple of them and talk about the results afterwards. So the first one we're going to take, and the links to the quizzes will be included in the description of the podcast if anyone wants to join along as well. But the first one we're going to take is from BuzzFeed, which kind of sucks, but it's fun. And it's called We Know Your Birth Month from Your TV Habits. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, do you like binging an entire season of a show in one day?
For me, that's a no, that's too much at once.
Okay, yeah. And so the options are yes, I don't want to, but I can't stop. No, that's too much at once. I must savor it. Only with certain shows, I've never done this. I am a true millennial and I like instant gratification, so I do this all the time. Ryan was just griping about how much I like to watch one full season of something all at once.
Yeah.
So my answer is yes.
My answer is that's too much. I like to do other things. All right. So the next question is, do you prefer when a show releases one new episode per week? And the options are, I hate it. It's fine. Yes, allows me to savor it. Yes, I like it being an event. I like it because there are fewer spoilers. And give me the whole season, you cowards.
Yeah. What do you think?
When I decide to watch a show, I want to have the option to watch the whole season in one day if I wanted to. Yeah. So it would be give me the whole season, you cowards.
This kind of matches with the last one, and it's like, I hate it. Although there's not an option, like this one doesn't have an option that it's like with certain, it's fine. Because like with some things, it is fine. But I'm going to go the same. Give me the whole season, you cowards. All right. Next question is, do you fall asleep with the TV on? And the options are every night. No, only sometimes. Only if I'm lonely. Only if I'm on the couch. I can't sleep like that.
So for me, it's an only sometimes.
I'm only if I'm on the couch. Like if I'm watching something and it's like really late or I had a long day. And especially, and I'm noticing, it's weird. I'm noticing with some videos I watch, like Trixie and Katya, their voices are soothing to me. So they put me to sleep.
That's fair. That's reasonable. No, I'll like fall asleep watching like the Great British Baking Show. That's what I've been binging recently. But like that doesn't happen very often. It's usually if I'm like really tired.
That makes sense. All right, that's the next question, Sarah.
All right, do you rewatch your favorite shows often? The options are every day, if it happens to be on. No, I'll do a formal rewatch of a series. I use it to comfort myself, only sometimes.
I'll do a formal rewatch of the series. Like, I don't rewatch my favorite shows a lot. I think sometimes it gets annoying. Like, and movies, like, same thing with movies. Mm-hmm. So I like to do a formal rewatch of a series.
Actually, I don't rewatch series that often. There's some that I do, but like not really. So I'd probably put only sometimes for myself.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Like I don't really watch series that much, but
like movies I'll rewatch.
Like when I think of that question, I'm thinking of like movies like Charmed or series like Charmed or
Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
those things that I aren't on TV anymore. Like I don't really watch TV other than what's like old series. All right, the next question. Which kind of show is your favorite? Sitcom, drama, reality, crime procedural, animation, or sci-fi?
Well, it used to be that it was like drama for me, but now it's like reality or crime.
I'm gonna say, like, to me, I mean, it's reality, because the only TV show I watch or TV series I watch is like RuPaul's Drag Race or some iteration of that. I don't really watch very much like sitcom or drama based anything, so I'm gonna choose reality as well.
How many hours of TV do you typically watch in a day? Zero.
See, this is where I can't answer this because I don't watch TV. I mean, we watch it on a television, but we watch YouTube most of the time.
Right. So you could always put it varies daily.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, did we say the selections for that one?
I read the first three, but then you cut me off.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's
well,
fine.
For that, I'll let you read the next question and the options.
And lastly, do you like having TV on in the background while you do other things? All the time, sometimes, only if I'm alone. No, I prefer podcasts for this, only for certain tasks.
I mean, I would say only for certain tasks, but there's also not the option that says like only certain things, like only certain TV things do I let play in the background when I'm not paying attention. So I'm going to say only for certain tasks.
I like having something on in the background all the time, generally. So I guess I'm going to say all the time. All right. What'd you get?
I got July.
Yours is way off.
Yeah.
Mine is only off by a month. Mine is October.
That's funny. I'm looking at some of the comments down at the bottom, and it says, one of them says, wrong, bitch. And then someone responded to that and said, why so aggressive?
Why are you so mean? All right. And what are we doing next?
So next one, you want to do the height based on your dessert options?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. First question is, which of these desserts is the best? Cake, ice cream, cookies, candy, pie, pastries. I have an issue because I don't see candy as a dessert. See, candy and cookies are more of a snack than a dessert.
I guess I view anything that is sweet as either a snack or a dessert. So my problem is I'm torn between cake and pastries.
Not really. Yes. My favorite dessert of all time has to be pie.
That's fair.
And that's very divisive, apparently.
Apparently, yeah, I remember hearing about that. I'm gonna go with pastries. What's the best chocolate dessert? Cake, ice cream, brownies, pudding, cookies. I don't like chocolate.
What kind of monster?
So
no, I know a lot of people that don't like chocolate. It's weird.
I like chocolate. But I'm torn between brownies and pudding. Because the brownies have to be really fudgy for me.
I 100%, it's my favorite ice cream flavor, so I'm going with ice cream.
I'm gonna go with brownies.
Ooh, what is the best fruit dessert? Pie, sorbet, pastry with fruit filling, fruit flavored cake, fruit-flavored ice cream. I don't like fruit stuff.
Sounds homophobic, but...
it doesn't say I don't like fruity stuff, Sarah. It says fruit stuff.
probably pastry with fruit filling for me, because all I can think about right now is kolaches.
So I guess that, you know, I was going to say, I think my favorite, my actual like all-time favorite dessert probably would be lemon squares. And that is that, that's kind of more like pie, right?
Yeah, that's more like pie.
I'm going to say pie.
Ugh, lemon squares are good. I haven't had lemon squares in ages. All right, pick a cake. Chocolate, vanilla, red velvet, carrot, rainbow confetti, or angel food.
Oh, I'm torn, and this is going to be weird.
Okay.
Can you guess which ones I'm torn?
The red velvet and the carrot?
Yes.
You want to hear my confession?
What?
I hate angel food cake.
Yeah, it's a weird cake. The only time I like angel food cake. What?
It's the worst.
Yeah, the only time I like angel food cake, my dad used to when we were little, he wanted something really sweet, he would take angel food cake and get the chocolate frosting and cover it in chocolate frosting and put it in the fridge. So the chocolate frosting got really like, not hard, but really thick.
Mm-hmm.
That was always really good. But I'm going to go with carrot cake.
I'm going to go with red velvet.
Pick a pie. Apple, cherry, pumpkin, pecan, blueberry, or strawberry rhubarb.
I'm going to go with pecan.
I'm torn between three.
Between three?
Yeah. I love pecan, and that's the only way you can say it. I love cherry, and I love strawberry rhubarb.
I really love cherry. I think peach pie is actually my all-time favorite, but that was not an option.
I'm going to go strawberry rhubarb, because that I think that is my favorite pie.
Pick a creamy dessert. Oh, I'm going to have trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Cheesecake, tiramisu, chocolate mousse, gelato, creme brulee, or flan.
I lied. This isn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
No, this is hard because I love all of those things immensely. Creamy desserts are my favorite.
I'm not a huge fan of creamy dessert, unless it has something crunchy with it, which this is going to kind of lead into why creme brulee. Yeah, my choice is creme brulee.
Mine's going to be cheesecake.
I do love a good cheesecake, though.
And finally, pick a candy. Candy bar, gummies, sour gummies, chocolate candy in pieces, hard candy, or caramel? Well, mine is very, very easy. It's gummies.
I'm going to choose sour gummies. I love sour. God.
All right. How tall are you?
5'10". Which isn't that far off. I mean, it's what? That's 5 inches off.
I'm 5'7", which is also 5 inches off.
That's funny. Oh, interesting.
In the opposite direction, though, because I'm only 5'2".
Yeah. And then do you want, so the next one, you want to do the little sign a Disney princess to match your vibe based on the playlist you create?
Yes. I love Disney princess quizzes.
God, there's a lot of songs listed.
Yeah, there are.
All right, first one, pick a random song. So we have a lot of options. Lost Boy by Ruth B. Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey. Unstoppable by Sia. Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys. Way Too Sexy by Drake featuring Future and Young Thug. Symphony by Clean Bandit. Moral of the Story by Ashi?
It's just Ash.
Ash and Niall Horn. Obviously, I don't know that one. Arcade by Duncan Lawrence. If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys. And Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Well, when I was first looking at this, I was going to say Arcade by Duncan Lawrence because I really like that song. But then I saw the Always Be My Baby. And that's my favorite Mariah Carey song.
If I'm being honest, I only know 4 of these songs.
Wow.
And I'm going to choose Unstoppable by Sia.
I was going to say, I know all but one of these songs. All right. Pick a song that used to trend on TikTok. Stay by The Kid LAROI and Justin Bieber, Industry Baby by Lil Nas X featuring Jack Harlow, Love No One TT by CK, Need to Know by Doja Cat, Woman by Doja Cat, Freaks by Surf Curse, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish, Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo, We Fell in Love in October by Girl in Red, or Devil Town by Cave Town.
I'm going with Billie Eilish.
So the only song that I listened to all the way through off of this list is Stay. So that's the one I'm picking.
I don't know what that one is. But I'm going to do Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish because I always love Billie Eilish.
Fair.
Pick a Disney song. This is kind of, you're choosing a Disney princess. Isn't this going to like give it away? That's dumb. Anyways, Reflection from Mulan. Hakuna Matata from The Lion King. Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. Dig a Little Deeper from The Princess and the Frog. Friend Like Me from Aladdin. Circle of Life from The Lion King. How Far I'll Go from Moana. Let It Go from Frozen. Almost There from The Princess and the Frog. And then Mother Knows Best from Tangled. This is difficult.
This is difficult. I'm torn between like four of them.
I am torn between two. Mother Knows Best from Tangled or Reflection from Mulan.
Oh, I'm going to go with the first one that I was just like, which was Part of Your World, The Little Mermaid.
I'm going to go with Reflection from Mulan.
Pick a One Direction song. You and I, Night Changes, One Thing, Happily. He's making a face. Once in a Lifetime, Rock Me, Steal My Girl, and Clouds.
I don't know any of these, and I had to go back to the previous one. I kept saying Mulan. It's Mulan. Now I feel like an idiot. I don't know any of these songs.
I think I know two of them. I'm going to go with One Thing.
Just because it's also this name of the Lady Gaga song, I'm going to go You and I.
There you go.
Pick a song, a Nirvana song. Smells Like Teen Spirit. There's a T there.
They spelled it wrong.
Come As You Are, The Man Who Stole the World, Heart-Shaped Box, Lithium, Something in the Way, All Apologies, In Bloom, Where Did You Sleep Last Night, and Dumb.
Well, I'm going to go with Heart-Shaped Box.
I'm going to go with Come As You Are.
And finally, pick a song by Taylor Swift. Style, Eyes Open, Crazier, Look What You Made Me Do, Shake It Off, I Knew You Were Trouble, Bad Blood, Our Song, Wildest Dreams, Blank Space.
I'm going to, because it's like one of the only songs that I like in this, I'm going to go with Blank Space.
I went with I Knew You Were Trouble because that was the song that was my Taylor Swift downfall.
I told you.
You told me what?
That stupid one question about what your favorite Disney song is. I'm Mulan.
Okay. I'm Snow White.
Oh. Well, I mean, that wasn't an option in one of those songs, so that kind of makes sense.
You're known for your big heart and even bigger personality. While others may be intimidated by your brains and beauty, those who do know you personally can see how incredibly kind you really are.
Wow. You're known as the fiercest member in your friend group, as there's no challenge you won't take on. You would do anything to protect your loved ones and are known to be quite sassy as well.
I mean, accurate. That is accurate. That is definitely accurate.
All right. Answer a bunch of questions and we'll guess your zodiac sign and flavor. And oh, and favorite gelato flavor.
Yeah, you got to tell them what flavor.
It's weird. How are you guessing both?
I don't know.
Do you want to do the first one this time?
Sure. What time do you wake up? 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., or 10 a.m.?
Depends. What time do I want to wake up? 10 a.m. What time do I usually wake up? Monday through Friday? 7 a.m.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm usually awake by 7.
Which outfit would you wear? Casual, sportwear, business casual, or dress?
Casual.
I'm business casual.
I know, all the time. He never turns it off. What's your favorite breakfast? Pancakes, cereal, salad, oatmeal.
Who the fuck has salad? Also, how did you say breakfast just then?
Breakfast.
Okay. When you first said the question, it sounded like you said something very different than breakfast.
I'm pretty sure I said breakfast.
For me, it's pancakes.
Same.
The hell is salad? That's dumb. What's your transportation? Car, motorcycle, bus, or train?
I guess mine's a car because I just take a Lyft.
Yeah, mine's a car, definitely. Ew.
All right. Who's your favorite person? My lover, BFF, family, myself. I feel like we're gonna answer this, and it's gonna be.
What's your answer, Sarah?
I don't want to say my answer.
I'll say mine. I'd have no shame. It is myself. I am my favorite person, and I am not afraid to say that.
I knew that you were going to say that. For the sake of all my friendships, I'm going to say BFF.
And lastly, what's the most important thing in your life? Family, work, relationship, pets. Oh my God, pets. There's no other option.
I don't have pets right now. Work is not the most important thing to me. I should probably put family, but I'm going to put relationship.
What'd you get?
It says I'm a fire sign and my gelato flavor is coffee. You're adventurous and coffee gelato gives you a special kick to your personality, which is true because coffee used to be my personality.
I love coffee. Coffee, ice cream / gelato, always. I got air sign and mango.
I'm an air sign. You're an earth sign. So like yours isn't even close.
You're a go-getter and mango gelato brings sweetness to your life.
Love that.
All right, so let's can we cram in one more in a few minutes?
Maybe.
One says it takes 5 minutes. Do you want to do the? Oh, I don't know how long this one takes. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and do another one or another few.
Alrighty, sounds good. All right,
so we will be back. All right, and we are back, and Sarah's muted because she's chewing right now. She's rude.
I got hungry.
I get hungry. There is no hungry. Let's do the next one, the Am I a Witch quiz, because I think it's fun.
Okay.
And then there's, so while Sarah's loading, I'll read the little, the little blurb about what it is. If you're taking this quiz, you might be curious about your powers, or you might just want to play around. Perhaps you have a few abilities and you don't even know it. That's why you should be learning about yourself with this special test.
All right.
And the first question is, have you ever tried a spell? And the options are never. I've considered it, but it's never been something I've gone through with. One or two with my mind. And then, yes, I have several books on the subject and have tried a few spells.
Mine is, it's more than one or two, but it doesn't give you really a good option on that. So for me, it's going to be the one or two with my mind.
Yours would be, yes, I have several books on the subject and have tried a few spells. Oh, I guess maybe not you haven't actually tried them.
Like, I haven't tried the spells that are in the books.
Okay, I'm choosing, I've considered it, but it's never been something I've gone through with.
Number two, do people ever comment that you seem to have a magnetic quality? All the time, I don't even try. from time to time when I'm trying hard. On occasion, but they are usually the opposite sex. No, never, I wish. Me is all the time, I don't even try.
I need to understand what magnetic quality means.
People are just drawn to you.
Oh. No, I kind of have resting bitch face. And there's not really an option that says no, just no. So I'm gonna go with no, never, I wish. Even though that's not really true.
Right.
Next one is, are you afraid of the concept of witchcraft? Not particularly, but I'm no expert. I consider myself a bit of an expert. I'm interested and willing to learn a little, but it makes me nervous and I know nothing about it. These answers don't really match with the question.
No, not really. I guess I'd put, are interested and willing to learn, because I actually am.
Same, I'm gonna choose that too.
Ooh. Number four, are you a scryer? What's that? Yes, I tried to gaze into the future, but it wasn't working. No, but I've read about it. Do you know what a scryer is?
Yeah, I'm choosing no, but I've read about it.
Same.
Do you wanna explain a scryer for anyone listening that doesn't?
A scryer is somebody who tries to see the future through different means, such as using mirrors or runes or things like that.
Okay. Do you own any semi-precious jewelry that feels like it gives you power and strength? Yes, my trendiest necklace, because everyone is looking at it. I have a few cute pieces. Yes, I have a few gemstones, including quartz and jade, but which seem to have that effect. Absolutely all of my jewelry has special meaning and construction that instills me with power. There's not an option that says I don't have jewelry.
Right.
Because I don't. And I guess I'm going to choose my trendiest, I guess.
Sure. I put, yes, I have a few gemstones, including quartz and jade, which seem to have an effect. When you hear the word witch, what do you think? Someone with powers I don't have, me, someone wearing black, someone I look up to who is in touch with another world. I think of me.
I think someone I look up to who is in touch with another world, even though I look down to you, Sarah.
Ouch.
I said down to, not down at, down to. What is a familiar? Someone with whom you are acquainted, a Christian English superstition with an animal-shaped spirit. It doesn't have anything to do with witchcraft, really. A cat? I am not sure.
The second one.
Is it the second? That's what I was thinking, too, because it seems like it's really just like a pop culture thing.
Yeah. All right. Do you believe in the threefold law? Kind of. I need to know more about it. No way. Gross. Absolutely, because it guides the way I think about myself and other people. I would if I knew what it was.
I don't know what that is.
So it's anything you set out.
Oh, comes back okay. To you. Yeah, got it.
So if you're saying hateful things are going to come back threefold.
I would say absolutely, because it guides the way I think about myself and other people.
I guess that would be closest to how I feel as well. All right.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Okay.
What?
All right.
Like so, these results. These are stupid.
If you aren't a witch, you should be one. You're incredibly driven to discover the deeper side of life, and you have a special magnetism that makes you very popular and mysterious. Deepen your skills through studies and practice.
Mine says you've been known to think about or a lot about mysticism, magic, exploration, and astrology, and your deep concentration is similar to practicing witch.
Okay.
That one was dumb. I don't like it. And I have a feeling the rest of these that we're doing with the same group or from the same website, I might not like them either. But we'll see. Do you want to do the real quiz next? Real age quiz?
Yes. Yeah.
So for the little blurb, it says, it's time to take a real age quiz. Because no matter how old you think you look, you might be surprised at what this quiz's results reveal. Let's hope that you turn out to be on the youthful side when you take the real age, because that's kind of ageist. Mm-hmm. Do you retire easily? Never. I do if it's late, often, especially during the work week, and then always.
Mine is always.
Well, that's because you're sick. Mine is often, especially during the work week.
Do you have a lot of friends from back in the day? Not really. I have a lot, but I don't live in the same area anymore. I have a few friended on Facebook, but that's it. We hang out all the time.
Not really.
Mine would be, I have a lot, but I don't live in the same area anymore.
I mean, I have three. Do you ever catch yourself acting like your parents? Always, I hate it. No way, and I never will. Occasionally, yes, but only with big issues, when big issues are involved. This is a weird question because I don't have the same mentality as my parents, but I do act a lot like my dad when it comes to like my personality, maybe. Did I just contradict myself?
I don't know.
You weren't listening to me?
Rude. I was listening. No, I was listening, but my brain did not keep up.
I'm going to say occasionally.
That's what I was going to say, was occasionally. Are you a responsible person? No. No, but I hide it well. No, and everybody knows it. I am reliable. I am extremely reliable.
What would you say for me?
I'd say you're reliable.
Okay. That's what I was going to say too.
Yours
is no, and everybody knows it.
It depends on what kind of reliable we're talking about.
It says responsible though, not reliable.
I know.
Which is why it's weird that they changed it in the answers.
I think most of the time I'm a responsible adult. Most of the time.
So you're responsible?
Yeah.
Or I am reliable?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
What's your favorite outfit on the weekend? A college sweatshirt and jeans? Sweats, polo, and jeans. I dress up a lot on the weekend. I'm gonna go polo and jeans.
I'm gonna go sweatshirt and jeans.
Because that's the closest to what I usually wear. I'm usually wearing like just an Oxford shirt and jeans. But
how often do you change your routine? I change it all the time. I like to switch things up for fun. I am a routine person. I like having a schedule, but I do my best to mix things up. I can break loose, but not as often as I like. I think mine's going to be that last one.
Mine's going to be, I like having a schedule, but I do my best to mix things up. Oh. Let's get the crap out of me.
Which is good, because the next question is about what scares you most.
That's funny. Yeah. What scares you the most? Getting older, growing boring, not getting to enjoy my life passions, and then losing friends as my family grows.
Why would you lose friends as your family grows?
I think this is a very, this website kind of sucks. Not getting to enjoy my passions.
Same. Where do you feel most comfortable? There's a picture of a dog in case anyone's wondering why he gasped all of a sudden. In a large group of friends, at home, with family, anywhere my dog is.
That's why I gasped. Everybody knows what my answer is going to be. Anywhere my dog is.
Mine's going to be at home.
Do you agree with the statement, I feel old? No way. I am fresh as a daisy. That's an old answer. I feel exactly as old as I really am. Sometimes. Always. I think I'm in a rut.
I'm going to go with sometimes.
I'm going to go with sometimes too. Especially when I'm like getting up in the morning. I feel really old.
My friends give me age-related nicknames based on my personality, like geezer or baby, yes or no.
If any of my friends called me baby, I would kill them.
You do have kind of a baby face when you
shut up. No. The answer is no.
I think mine's a yes, actually.
Really?
Yes. I have several friends here who call me age-based nicknames because I act like an old lady.
Maybe you need more friends. Better friends.
Or so on I the got, young side is what I got.
I think I got the same thing.
you think with a certain freedom that people in their teens and 20s often have, which is hilarious because I'm well past my teens and 20s.
I got the same exact thing. So do you want to do, I don't know.
I don't want to do the last one.
I don't either. That one's dumb. But do you want to do this, the political compass test?
Yes, please send me the link.
Oh, did I not send it to you? Mm-mm. Let's see if I can send it to you. Messenger. Facebook Messenger wasn't letting me send things earlier.
Yeah, because you spammed me.
I did. Oh, there it goes. I don't know how long this is going to take. So if we look at it and it looks like it's going to take forever, we may skip it.
Fair. All right. Take the test. This isn't a survey and these aren't questions. They're propositions. To question the logic of individual ones that irritate you is to miss the point. Some propositions are extreme, some are moderate. That's how we can show you whether you lean towards extremism or moderation on the compass.
Hmm.
There's 6 pages.
I see that. Let's start and see how long. We'll just see.
Okay.
So the first one is, if economic globalism is inevitable, it should primarily serve humanity rather than the interests of transnational corporations. And the options are, I think for all of these probably will be strongly disagree, agree, or strongly agree. Jesus Christ.
I'm getting a phone call.
Scared me.
I'm sorry.
And I'll tell you exactly why that scared me. I've been watching that, the Mortuary Assistant, people playing that game. Have you seen it?
No.
It's awesome. I have, I don't know if you can see it, but Granny, a YouTuber, she's playing it now. It's hilarious.
It's called Mortuary Assistant?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to look it up.
If economic globalism is inevitable, it should primarily serve humanity rather than interests of transnational corporations.
I think I agree with that.
I disagree.
You don't think that economic globalization should benefit the people?
There's not an option that says neither disagree or agree, because, I mean, I don't see either way.
I think it should primarily serve humanity because we're the ones who are going to... Humanity is the one that drives the economy. So it's in the best interest of the transnational corporations to have people who are served by the economy as well.
Yeah. This next one's funny.
I'd always support my country, whether it was right or wrong. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, definitely.
Is there something stronger than strongly disagree?
Right. No one chooses their country of birth, so it's foolish to be proud of it. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to choose just agree.
Our race has many superior qualities compared with other races.
Strongly disagree. Definitely strongly disagree. That's crazy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I'm going to disagree on that.
Yeah, I'm going to slightly lean towards the middle.
Military action that defies international law is sometimes justified. I mean, I guess it depends, but yeah, kind of, sort of.
Really?
Like, it depends on what the reasoning is behind it.
No, I strongly disagree. Like, there's international laws for a reason, so even if... I strongly disagree. There is now a worrying fusion of information and entertainment. I'm going to agree.
I don't necessarily think the fusion of information and entertainment is a worry.
So I'm looking at it as, like Fox News. They try to be... And they try to entertain people, but also like fearmonger a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see what you're saying there.
I'm choosing agree.
I'm going to also choose
agree. Oh God, we can't do this one. This next page is way longer.
Oh God.
So we'll take it offline and report back.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a different one?
Sure. Did you have another one pulled up?
Let's see. Ooh, do you want to do the assertiveness test?
Sure. I also think that one's probably going to be long.
It takes 5 minutes. And I don't think you have the link, so I'll send it to you. It has 10 questions, and it says it takes 5 minutes. While you're pulling it up, it says, assertiveness is the ability to walk that fine line between being a pushover. It didn't send? Oh, it didn't. God dang it. I'll send it in Zoom. Okay, back to the blurb. Assertiveness is the ability to walk the fine line between being a pushover and being aggressive. Do you stand up for yourself, or do you let people walk all over you? Find out if you can hold your ground with this test. Read each question carefully, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
This first question.
Do you want to read it?
Yes.
Ew, no. Read it, Sarah.
You really want to have sex with your best friend. Would you share this desire with him / her? Yes or no?
Oh, okay. No. I'd still say no. Also, I've never want to have sex with any of my friends, mainly because I'm a homosexual and most of them are female. Well, all of my best friends are female.
I'm not a female.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, God. Anyway, all right. Next one.
A VIP client makes a very offensive joke. Do you confront him or her about it? Yes.
Yes. You're waiting patiently for a car to back out of a parking spot when another driver swoops in and takes the space. Do you say something to the driver? No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
100% of the time.
Oh my goodness.
Number four. You are having sex with a new partner. After his or her orgasm, your partner kisses you goodnight and rolls over. You haven't climaxed yet. What do you do? Let my partner know that is his or her that his or her job isn't done. Take comfort in the fact that at least one of us is happy, and wait until my partner's asleep and take care of it myself.
It genuinely depends on the partner, but generally, I wait until like I've left them or they're asleep.
Let my partner know that their job isn't done. It's definitely what I'm choosing.
You're really hitting it off with someone at a friend's party. What do you do? Ask the person out on the spot, wait to see if he, she talks to my friend about me, ask my friend to find out if he, she is interested in me. That last one is the last one for me.
Wait to see if he or she talks to my friend about me, because I mean, I really don't care. Would you ask out someone who turned you down twice or once before?
No.
No. Why would you do that?
Some people just don't take no for an answer. Have you ever sent food back at a restaurant?
Yes.
Yes, but not for myself.
I was going to say no, but then I remembered, yes, I have, because it was terrible. Like, it wasn't cooked. Would you tell someone to be quiet in a movie theater? Hell to the yes. That's not an option, but yes, I would.
I wouldn't, but I don't like confrontation. Have you ever asked a neighbor to keep it down when he, she was making too much noise?
No.
No, I have not.
And it depends on like what time. Like if they're really early, yeah, fuck yes, I will. Your parents insist you attend a dinner party at your ex's house. Do you refuse? Yes.
No, but...
Also...
But I'm friends with my ex, so...
This question assumes that your parents are together and that you would go to a dinner party with them.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we go. I got a 30.
Okay.
You have a lot of difficulty asserting yourself, often to the point where you let others walk all over you. You know.
Yeah. Mine said, I got a 60. And it says, you're not assertive in all situations, but you're not a pushover either. When the situation calls for some old-fashioned firmness, you can dish it out with the best of them. You're able to stand up for yourself when the stakes are high, but your confidence does waver sometimes, which is true. Perhaps you're afraid that other people will get upset or reject if you say no. Although it's sometimes easier to just go along with what someone wants. It comes at a personal cost to your self-esteem, self-respect, and dignity. Working on your assertiveness skills would be a good idea. If you brush too many things under the rug, all your pent-up emotions and resentments will eventually find their way out. Remember, you have every right to stand up for yourself, to set boundaries, and say no.
Interesting.
I just told me what I already knew. I am Burr. A murderer.
Yeah, much. I think I agree.
Thanks.
What time is it?
It is 6:02.
7:02 for me. Well, I was gonna say, do you want to do another one? So I'm gonna look and see if I can find another one. Vamp. Or just stay really quiet. That works too, Sarah. Jesus.
It was funnier this way. Just staring at you blankly.
So.
A needle pulling thread.
Ha ha ha. Ring up your wedding registry and I'll give you a honeymoon destination.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't saying that. It just, that was an option.
Oh, okay. Well, I was here for it.
Ooh, let's do this one. Want to know which brownie encapsulates your aura?
Yes. So. How can I live without knowing what brownie encapsulates my aura?
How can I live?
No. Without you.
I don't know if it'll let me send you this. I'm going to send it to you in Zoom.
Okay. All right. You come across a stream in the middle of a forest. You jump over and land on your ass, jump over and land perfectly, try to find a bridge because you're wearing cool shoes, walk straight through it. I'm gonna jump over and land on my ass.
Try to find a bridge because you're wearing cool shoes. Definitely me.
I already knew.
What sauce do you generally put on your pasta? No sauce for me. Tomato sauce, vodka sauce, or ketchup?
Who puts ketchup on their pasta?
It's kind of like a quick and easy sauce. It's gross, but...
I'm going to put tomato sauce.
New vodka sauce.
What shape chicken nugget tastes best? Star, I only do grilled chicken, ew. Heart or dino? Those heart-shaped ones at Wendy's are the best.
Definitely the dino. And when has Wendy's ever had heart-shaped ones? Don't you mean Carl's Jr.?
No. Wendy's always has heart-shaped ones.
Or chicken like, nuggets?
Yes, or Indiana-shaped ones.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do. We've talked about it before.
I'm doing dino because I always like to bite off the heads and tails first. Would you ever consider being a vegan? Sure, I'm open to trying new things. Only if someone paid me, I'd be vegetarian, not vegan. Already am.
I would be if someone paid me.
No. I don't think I could live without cheese.
That's fair.
I'm going to do I'd be vegetarian, not vegan. Because there is an ethical way to source cheese.
Right.
It's expensive, but...
How do you put syrup on a waffle?
Oh, I hate when you said that word.
Syrup?
Yes.
Fill in every square, obviously. Use a spoon and drizzle. Drown it. Syrup, you know there's sugar in that, right?
Fill every square, obviously.
Same.
And it's syrup.
Syrup.
Nope, that's wrong. How do you like your orange juice? Extra pulp? A light pulp? Organic, no pulp, and freshly squeezed, or no pulp?
No pulp.
And extra pulp. I like it pulpy.
I don't like it pulpy. I don't like chewing my beverages. What is your favorite form of potato? All of them. Mashed potato, fries, baked potato, fondant potato.
I would do fondant potato.
I'm gonna do mashed potato.
Which childhood trend are you? Silly bands, slime, lanyard, rainbow looms.
lanyard.
Slime.
Finally, what's your favorite time of day? Noon, sunset, 3 a.m., sunrise.
Sunset.
I mean, if you ask my body, it's 3 a.m. because that's when I wake up every night. But we'll go with sunset.
All right. So what did you get?
Turtle brownie.
I did too.
Nice. You tend to be invisible to people who don't know you, but when you're around close friends, you tend to be loud in the life of the party.
That's not true. Yeah, it is.
But it is true for me.
No, I think that's true. Oh, well, I don't tend to be invisible, mainly because I'm 6'4" and over 300 pounds. Kind of hard to be invisible at that height and weight.
Fair. Reasonable.
So that can be our last thing, and we can wrap it up because Bobo needs to go to the bathroom.
Shock of the year.
He's actually been laying next to me most of the day today, so it's been funny. Nice. He's been asleep most of the day while I was working. Well, anyways, thanks all of you for listening. If anyone is listening, and always remember to follow or rate, link, like, subscribe, share our podcast. I always have trouble saying that last part. And then if you would like to interact with us on our social media, we have an Instagram account for the podcast that is now About That Pod on Instagram. And then our email address, if you'd like to email us topics to cover in the future, is nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Sarah, this was fun. Thanks for participating.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. This is your this is your podcast too.
I know.
But I hope you all have a great week. For those of you that are listening to this on a Monday, and if you're not listening to it on a Monday, have a great whatever. Sarah, since this is our Friday, have a great weekend.
You too.
I will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.